Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast. We're still in Seattle, weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks later.
I feel like we've been here forever in a wonderful...
I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today, Jamie Moore.
Yeah, I am. Just sitting here on this leather seat, not at all with a sweaty bum. And I play Thea Amastasia. You're welcome for the information also about my sweaty bum.
Also a second episode, so we'll see how this goes. And Carla Johnson!
I believe, Amy, we discussed today that we are no longer calling it pleather. We are instead calling it vegan leather, which is a much fancier way to sit on your sweaty bum.
I said
and
it wasn't sweaty.
Moonbrook.
Oh, I just talked about your character. Don't do it again.
No.
Don't take that again.
And Tom Laird.
Yeah, that's me. I feel weird that Russ qualified it as like, this is the second episode. We'll see how it goes. But I think we're going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
I think what he meant was, we've had at least one more beer, so it's probably going to be pretty fucking amazing.
Like last Seattle's episode.
It'll pick up.
You've got to just lighten that up a little bit.
I play Flint Firebeard.
I have literally talked over every single person's intro. I apologize.
You didn't talk over Russ's.
Well, no, because I have to share a bed with that man. He could smother me in my sleep if he wanted to.
And usually you talk over
Russ's. I usually do, and then it's...
I was looking at Tom when I said that.
Guilty face.
And it's amazing.
We're learning things from PodCon, like what not to do.
But doing them anyway, but then being very cognizant that we are doing
them. We're like, shouldn't have done that.
But did it anyway. We'll do it again in 20 minutes.
This one is especially bad because we're all on one microphone.
Yeah.
So. But it is a special occasion because we are all around the same table.
Yay.
There's like zero editing in this. So it's just, it is
there's
what it
something
is.
Beautifully just... Organic. Well, this is what it is.
It's just very raw and organic.
Yeah. You know what? It's like seeing Charlize Theron without her makeup on. She's still beautiful.
Except.
Wait, are we talking like Charlize in Monster?
No, I'm not kidding.
Or
no,
just
I
normal Charlize?
Let me clarify.
She's not that character. You know that.
I mean,
no, but
we
like,
are not that beautiful. Charlize Theron.
Oh, she's stunning.
Unbelievable looking.
Oh, no, I know. With
always.
Or without, all
yes.
put together.
Yeah.
Well, no, and that's what I'm saying about us, because I'm trying to do, like, positive talk.
Yeah. We're also great. You're right.
That's right.
Sure. Is this the part of the podcast where we do nothing but congratulate each other?
Oh, my God. I haven't had one of those in a while.
Like I said,
great.
Second episode.
Everything is just going to go silent while we drink.
I can edit that out.
No, don't edit. Well... If
I mean,
you keep
I
the
feel
cheers
like,
in, don't edit out the drinking after because you have to drink after
yeah.
the cheers.
Otherwise,
it's
bad
luck.
It's very fake, too. They'd be like, they didn't actually do that.
It'd be like if in a movie when you see a person with like a clearly empty coffee cup, and they're like tipping it all the way up over their face. And
right?
You're like,
you
nobody drinks coffee like that.
You'd be soaked.
Actors in a rush, dude. They're like, I just want to get this scene done.
But like an open mouth mug of coffee, you're not tipping it up over your face.
That's true. So you can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where we call out a lucky patron every episode.
Or unlucky, depending on how the episode goes.
Or unlucky, depending on how the episode goes. Alex Kirk.
Alex!
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
You rock.
You do rock.
Let's just jump into it because there's a lot that was edited out that we now have to make
a
up
lot.
Time for.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 hours.
Make up time for.
Well, I mean, we still have to record this episode because we split the episode. Like, we could have kept going, but we didn't. So let's play D&D.
I talked over it. You want to do it again?
No. It's too late.
Sure. Just talked over it a little.
Just a smidge. Yeah.
So Flamingans has a special set of skills, and we just heard her talk about
them.
And she has a rocky talkie.
Yeah. For those playing the home game, we're definitely doing a Taken episode here, and you just heard her particular set of skills. I could reiterate it for you if you're so if you missed last week's episode.
I'm sorry. Also, if you are not playing the home game and you are here somewhere, I would really like to know about it.
Know about what?
Why are you here if you haven't been playing the
like,
whole game?
No. This could be your first episode. I'm sorry.
I'm not. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
But
disclaimer.
But basically, for those of you playing the home game, I assume most people listen to this.
Yeah. Anyways.
Not here.
Okay, well, I won't read it again. That's your loss.
I mean, just copy and paste last time because you nailed it and it was amazing.
It was really good. And plus, we're laughing through the entire thing.
So. Yeah,
it was rough. It was rough to keep it together.
It's very good. So you guys find yourself sitting around that table and Flemings is like, holy fuck, man. Hey, you guys want to go fuck some shit up in Baldur's Gate?
Flanagan's, what the hell happened?
Like, what is going
what
on?
Is happening?
Like, we just heard your half of that, and it sounded
bad. It was a walkie-talkie. We heard all of it.
You heard it all.
But I mean,
also terrifying.
Yeah, I know.
What happened?
You guys really kept your composure. I didn't realize that you were so terrified by what was happening because of all the ruckus laughter happening about my sister.
No.
That didn't happen in-game.
I'm so sorry. Like Deacon was cracking wise out on the stage.
He's so charming and charismatic. Like, his songs are just like, they get you.
I mean, listen to the song he's playing right now.
He's kind of like that roving bard. What was his name? Saddam Handler. And he does kind of like these weird bits between shows. And
they're just so funny. That Saddam Handler is just so funny.
There's like stuff about goats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, I like his old stuff. Yeah, his new stuff's not as good.
No, yeah, it's good stuff. Anyways,
anyway,
long story short,
she's
just down in Baldur's Gate, and she's like, just down there on business, as far as I know. And then she's taken.
Well, let's go get her back.
Yeah, but do you have any idea by who?
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Did you hear that voice?
Yeah, but it wasn't.
I didn't understand
the
language.
He wasn't speaking a language that I speak.
And then, all we heard was good luck. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Which, was very well pronounced and...
Yeah, does anybody speak Primordial?
No.
Well, luckily I do.
What did he say?
I don't actually speak Primordial. I don't know why I was saying that.
That's very true to character.
I've got some connections down in Baldur's Gate we could probably go check out after.
Do you really?
Yeah, absolutely I do.
I feel like I have to ask you 3 times. Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you really have?
Yeah. Let's go. Alternate timeline.
Well, I mean, should we wait till the end of the concert?
I mean, that's probably, no.
Well, someone just was taken, Nulara. I don't know how much time we have.
No, you're right.
I mean, yeah, Deacon's going to understand.
Mr. Coliseum, we got to go.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Seems
he
like,
is a chill dude.
Yeah, very much
like,
so.
Everybody wants to see the show. I just give him
He's the only one there? He's going for like his 18th encore right now. I think he'll be okay. Yeah, everybody. Well, there's some people in the back that are leaving, so I think he...
Okay, I mean...
What did he play for his 17th encore?
He played that hit song... Fuck, I'm almost out of songs.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah.
That is a real good one.
It's really on the nose. It's really on the nose.
Yeah.
I like how that song just stops at one point because he couldn't think of more songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the last one is obviously, I mean, right now he's on the goodbye song.
Yeah, you hear it and he's like, I'm goodbye really out of songs and I don't think.
It is, yeah. No, I'm sorry, continue. No, you're going to give Russ the hiccups. Our DM's going to have the hiccups for the rest of the game.
No, I'm good. I can keep it.
Sorry.
I'm a man. I'm very concerned
that it was to the tune of Amazing Grace.
So you leave.
Yeah.
You pack your bags and you head to Baldur's Gate. You arrive in town. And you go to the place where Katekins was staying.
How's it look? Is it seedy or is it nice? Or?
I mean, it looks like a pretty nice place. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Like we're talking shared and nice. We're talking like, you know, motel.
You know, it's a nice place.
I can see it in Carla's face. She's like, oh, I mean, Amy.
Did you say Motel 8?
I did? Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not a it's Best like a Western.
Combination of a Motel 6 and, yeah. And a Super 8. Yep.
Motel 8. It's
an alternate
game.
Timeline. Sure. They have different.
I know, but you
there.
Also said Sheraton. So.
Yeah, but it's spelled entirely different. Yeah.
Share a ton.
Share a ton. Everyone, like you share a bed with somebody else.
Right.
The whole thing is sure. One big share. It's
one whichever bathroom. One is the good one of those, then it's like that. Because alternate time. Nice. So it's definitely a Motel 8.
Somebody
obviously.
Standing up has to pee at the same time someone's sitting down. It's a good thing.
That is some really next level sharing.
Yeah.
And you go up to her, to the room where she was staying, and the door has been clearly busted open.
I'm sorry, is there no security?
Apparently there's no fucking security here.
Obviously.
Yeah, from the looks of it, it's just like anyone could walk in here.
Yeah, Jesus.
And then we walk in there.
Yes.
You go in, and everybody make a perception roll.
Yeah, I love rolling dice. It took me over
15.
Even 8.
27.
Damn.
Well, I'm
perceive
not even
all the shit.
So much shit. You're seeing molecules and shit. It's amazing.
Molecules. Oh,
there's definite sign of struggle, both in the main living area, which is it's kind of like it's like a top floor unit, so it's like it takes up almost the whole top floor.
Lots of living space.
So there's like the living room over here, and then like windows through to the other side. And you go and you find like the room in which you figure she was talking, because you find the crushed up stone of
the Rocky Talkie.
The Rocky Talkie.
In the bedroom.
Was Katekins here with anybody else?
Yeah, she was here with, she said her name, Jeannie.
Oh, sorry, I was listening to Amazing Place at
She was here with her friend, obviously, because she said that so and so's taken.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah, I just wish we
Do you know anything about is there any reason someone would want to get Katekins?
No, she's definitely the uglier of us two.
I'm not sure how that's relevant, but
it's just always been a sore point.
I mean, I'm sure you're right. You're very cute.
Thanks.
But, you know,
I mean, that hand job will come later. No, that's him. That's him giving you the hand job for the 3-year handy.
Yeah, okay. You just gave me some gold.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a weirdo. Place for keeps.
I'm not saying a hand job is out of the question. I'm just saying we didn't bet for it.
No, yeah. Totally open to the hand job.
That's fair. Anyways, what was your question?
Jamie, do you know anything about her? What?
Any reason someone might be after her? Just friends and...
Really, roommates?
Yeah, I mean, they were staying in the same place because they were traveling on business.
I mean... roommates? Are they just friends?
Because business associates.
Nobody can see our air quotes, but they're all
no,
over the place.
It's very evident that they are in the voices.
And no anyways, judgment either way.
I don't know.
I think it's really important to know if they've come and they've taken
a couple.
Are
sure.
They,
yeah. No, this, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
relationship with your sister.
She lets me crash at her place when she's out of town. What do you want?
Okay. I mean,
someone just gag you at that exact moment. Someone just came up from behind and was like,
should we look
for clues?
Well, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Everybody make an investigation.
Everybody make an investigation.
I decide not to investigate.
Me
with a
too.
Four.
I got a 6.
I got a 12.
You guys spend.
The Flamey Kings 14. Gets a.
Oh, she's got like a 27.
Oh, thank God. I'm investigating the little stones.
She's
and
real
like, this
like,
for sure was
I'm just checking out the bathroom, like, look at how deep this tub is. This is nice.
So, ooh, clawfoot. Ooh.
Oh. I'm excited. This isn't a real thing.
you spend quite a while looking around the room, or around the apartment, rather, and you hear Flamekin's call.
There, down in the street, there's some dude talking to some ladies. Maybe he knows something.
I rush to the balcony to look down to
see
what she's talking
about. Look at all those windows.
Rather suave, human male. Sounds like he has some sort of foreign accent. And he is talking to some young, pretty ladies about how he's, you know, new in town.
How high up are we?
Yeah.
4 floors.
I want to try to quickly climb down the lattice work of the side of this building.
Oh, all right.
It goes great.
Yep.
Be an athletics or an acrobatics.
Well, athletics is a 2
acrobatics.
It's a little different than acrobatics. It's probably why I didn't do so well. Got a 5.
Okay. So you climb out the window. And you feel like you've got really firm footing, but you step on a piece of the lattice and it breaks underneath your feet and you fall 4 floors.
Oh, my God. I don't even get my leg tangled up in the vines or anything.
No,
like
you
that.
Fall 4
Shit.
Floors.
Okay.
And you take some damage. I was not prepared for falling 4 floors.
Did
Let's
we
see.
Get a ring of feather fall at any point in this alternate dimension?
Can, while I am falling, cast levitate with boots?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, I say, boots, let me fly.
And just as you are about to hit, you save yourself from 3d6 damage.
I do for sure feel like I am upside down though, by my boots.
Meanwhile, everybody's looking out the window like, hey, you okay down there?
Oh, totally fine. Meant to do it.
You know, there's stairs. We came up them?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I'm, like, awkwardly close to the people
yeah,
that
that's
we
what
had
I was
come
gonna
down
say,
to
like, does the
talk
guy,
to.
Like, is he distracted by this?
He's kind of looking over at what's happening and sees that you caught yourself and he's like...
Sir, could you... Because I can't make myself move with these boots. I'm
legit just
like, hanging in the middle of the air. Would you? Yeah, I reach for him. I was like, could you maybe just pull me back down?
Forgot which character I was doing. Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Writes you.
I turn on the charm. Oh my God, you're so strong.
It's nothing. I would have caught you had I not seen you were wearing levitation boots.
Your accent is so sexy.
Right?
Where are you from?
From a faraway place.
I'd love to go to faraway places.
Right?
How far is faraway?
It's at least 12 blocks.
Are you talking about your place?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I misread that.
As we're up on the balcony, like, ooh.
Yeah, right?
Staying up there, you might be
aware. Years later, Thea still has no chill. I do all, like, the regular flirt things. Like, I touch his arm, and I'm just like...
Solid.
I haven't seen you around here. Are you here on business?
No, well, I'm new in town here. And
you know what? I don't live here... But I travel through really often, and I'm here with my friends, and you...
Do you often fall out of windows far up in the...
You'd be surprised, but you totally saved me back there. Mm. Let me buy you a drink.
I insist.
Mm, I insist. I would love it.
I don't know about that. What was your name?
Thea.
Yes, and you're staying here for how long?
Just in for a few days, looking for a job.
Of course, yes. My name's Elliot, and I shall I could, of course, meet you somewhere later.
Sure. How about the... How about the slippery noodles?
Slippery noodles—is that a new place? In
it is.
Yes.
It's
opened up in the place of the.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
The rock hard rod.
Yeah, well, you know, we could have gone to the Radiant and Panda Hut and I remembered it. But I didn't, so it's a very doodle it is.
This is an alternate timeline. It's probably not one of those.
Let's say 7?
No, sure, yes.
I look forward to it.
Great. You three. I'm down just as they are wrapping up this repartee.
Less interesting than ever.
And he's walking away.
I don't know. I think they are probably yelling something. Hate to watch you go, but love to watch you leave. But I said it totally wrong. I was like, oh. Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Who is the guy?
His name is Elliot.
Elliot?
Wasn't that...
Katiekin's mentioned an Elliot.
Yeah. No, yeah, she did. We're going to meet at 7 o'clock at the Slippery Noodle.
Oh, I've heard about that. I've heard that's really good, that place.
Right? Everything's handcrafted. It's nice. It's just a good, wholesome place, despite the name.
But we think that's the guy, so we don't want to beat him up now?
Well, I was thinking we need to find...
Let's see where he's like, what does Terry is?
You can catch more flies with honey, right?
Yeah, okay, cool. We can do that.
I mean, at the very least, we can maybe like ply him with some alcohol. And if that doesn't work, we beat the ever-living shit out of him.
Well, you know, there was this traveling rogue, Neam Leeson, and he used to just beat the shit out of guys.
I mean, he said, should we... We don't have to wait until 7 to meet him.
No.
We could follow him right now and see where he goes.
Sounds like
that's
legit.
True. That has nothing to do with my stealthy approach, but I mean, like,
I mean, I would love to go to the Slippery Noodle, but time is probably of the essence here.
Or the effence.
Or the effence.
Or the effervescence.
Time is of the effervescence, you guys. Let's roll.
Time is a construct.
Time isn't real.
So you're trying to follow Elliot.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Are you?
I feel like he got into a limo. I know he didn't.
Check. No,
but I really do feel like he did.
A limo train.
Like, this is a really long carriage.
Yeah. Just like tinted. Yeah. It's
tinted. No,
the windows are just real high.
He's just walking off right now. So everybody make a stealth check.
Oh, no.
Oh, 90, 20. Like,
13. Flint's stealthy as fuck.
I'm stealthy. I have to make up for everything.
May I ask? 11.
This is what Flamekin's role.
Oh, damn.
No. So it balances out.
I'm sorry. I have a question.
Three of you succeeded, so it's probably.
Where's Donnie?
Alternate
time. He might not exist in this timeline.
Oh, he just isn't even here.
No one's brought him
you also
up.
Don't have a stat sheet for
so.
Him.
She does.
I do.
But, oh, you do.
But no, we haven't mentioned him at all. So
no, that's true.
I guess
okay.
There's no dog.
Well, what if he was just still the tiny little pseudo dragon in this world? And he's just on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Sure.
I was just curious.
That was
just
a good question.
Oh, what the fuck are we doing here?
Because like we didn't get that collar in this world.
I've been sleeping in your backpack for the last
totally.
How many days it's taken to get here?
It's really tough being in a backpack like that.
Yeah. So yeah, three of you succeeded. So you managed to follow him for quite a distance, and he gets into a carriage
with really high windows.
Really high windows. They're tinted. And it seems extended, like it's an extended carriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he begins traveling further down the street quickly because he's now in a carriage.
Can I run after it via Terminator 2?
Or like a Tom Cruise running situation?
I will run with my finger. Yes, totally out. I am the T-1000.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Could I hire a carriage to follow his carriage?
I would like her to run beside
our
carriage. I feel like
I want to see what happens.
Thea has taken off.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you are, well, she's doing her thing. So make an athletics check.
I'm not good at
you guys hire a carriage.
Yeah.
You're coming
and
up.
His is conspicuous, so we should be able to follow it. I mean, it's okay. I mean,
it's not the worst that it's been.
Plus athletics.
Athletics is only a 2. Right. I got an 8, so I'm at a brisk walk.
So,
orderly, like,
jog.
Open our carriage doors.
I go
like,
on
and
like, just
Elliot climbs in, and Thea takes off. She really good sprint at first, but then as you guys are like, well, I'm not going to rent it. Thing and you do and you negotiate a good rate and it takes a little while of like back and forth.
It's a bartering kind of economy there's dickering
and it's
and
a
something.
Side hustle job for the
it's
carriage
half
driver.
The pleasure of actually doing it.
So you eventually get in and you catch up to Thea as she is winded and out of breath running down the street.
You guys, hey, I'm banging on the side of the carriage. Guys, Thea!
No, you took off. You're good.
I open the carriage door. I say, new carriage. Who dis?
I clamber in, like, overlaps. Like, I'm sweaty. Semi-proud of myself. I don't have to pay for a single bit of this carriage at this.
And you follow it for quite a ways through the streets of Baldergate. So you you made it to a place with a red door.
Is there, like, does it look suspicious? What's the house look like?
There's a large, long,
there's a lot of guns in this world. I don't know.
Not just guns, but machine guns. Is there a guy with, like, a flamethrower, maybe? Perhaps
could
a grenade
be.
Launcher. Unsure.
Yeah, it is a long, like row house, but there's one main entrance to it, and it doesn't appear that there are any people outside that directly belong to.
Should I just knock on the door and be all like stalkery? Like
I'm gonna perception
I've been following
first.
You.
Oh
shit! A lot of stuff.
And I see so much because I got a 26. What do I perceive?
Oh, Jesus!
So the carriage you are in. Are you how are you approaching this building?
I feel like if he stopped and got out, we like.
Hung back.
Stopped a little bit back.
Sure.
We had a really good carriage driver who, like, knew what
he
was
knew.
Up.
Yeah. He knew. Yeah. 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 His name was... Is...
Cardamom.
Cardamom.
It's a fun word. It's a good name.
It is.
Shall I hang back?
He's the Cardi B of this world.
He's the Cardi B.
And he does.
Oh, sorry.
And, yeah, you see him go into the building, close the door, and then you see in some of the upper windows some people kind of looking through the shade at regular-ish rotations around the building. Less like people just looking out into the street, more like people
it's
surveilling.
Synchronized.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, there's definitely, like, eyes looking out. So we need to, like, be
Come
cautious.
With a plan.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hmm. Cardamom, keep going. We'll circle back.
Whoa. Okay. Maybe, like, I should be a pizza delivery man.
What's a pizza?
I'm loving this plan.
It is like a piece of food. A piece of
Like it's just a single portion of food, a piece of food.
Got you for me.
Like which
it's
piece,
just a
of,
piece
it?
Of food? Like a bowl of stew.
I'll remind you from previous. I have connections in the city.
I want to know about this pizza food too.
So maybe you try that first and see what you get, and then we'll check out with my situation.
Just based on the reaction,
I
still feel confident about it. I'm going to workshop this a little bit more, and then I'm just going to get back to you.
I mean, what if you were like conducting market research and you were interested in like what asking people felt about this new food?
There's like Flint. Seriously, nothing more suspicious than going up to someone's door and be like, "Hi, ma'am or sir." Hi. Can I ask you a shit ton of questions, please? Where were
How
you
many
last
people
night?
Are in your compound? How many are you looking to feed? How hungry are they?
Would you say they have like big burly appetites or like small delicate
small,
appetites?
Like bird-like appetites.
What do your hobbies include? Are they kidnapping strange people that you, for some reason or another?
What's your weapons proficiency of everyone?
Are you a magic user? If so, how tired are you after you've used your magic?
I feel like
we
really should use this census idea more in our adventures. It's very good.
Adventures in data mining.
Just as no one likes doing the census here, I'm sure we would get
door
in face.
It would not go over well.
But it is mandatory.
Yes.
Sir, you'll have to do this online anyway.
But I guess... Flamykin, since you know people here, let's...
No, they're probably on vacation. I think we should see how this pizza food thing works out.
I literally don't have a pizza food, you guys. I don't... This is just how Thea says a piece of food, apparently.
A pizza food.
Guys, I just don't actually have a pizza food to give him. I didn't think for it. I was just... I'm very high...
To Flamykin's contacts, or go find a pizza food.
I think we should do both.
I mean, I kind of want to see this pizza food.
Okay, Flint and Thea, you work out the pizza food.
Okay.
Me and Nulara, we'll go talk to the contacts.
Oh my god.
I mean, alternate universe, we're splitting the party. So.
Oh my god, this is just happening. Okay. Flint, do you have anything on you, edible, non-cleaning your underpants? Go.
Let's break it down to what is a pizza food? Like, that's really what I'm curious about here.
Prepared. I have my mouth more closed than it should have been. Just spit. Just went everywhere.
Because, I mean, we could cobble together several food items and tell them it's a pizza food. We just need to know what that is for our own
You're
reference.
Really pandering to Thea's obvious speech impediment with piece of food and pizza food. So she's going to go with this. Okay, like, listen, I just have this flatbread.
Okay, all right,
what
great
do you have
start.
That we can just, like, I don't know, like, let's just... Pile on top.
I mean, like, everybody likes tomatoes, right?
Wrong.
I mean, not true. I hate
them,
but that's out of character.
Okay, so we got some. And they're pre-sliced, yes?
I mean, I've got several sharp implements. I can slice them up. It's not a problem.
Into the back with his act, like, proper slicing technique means that you bend your fingers at a specific angle that you create a straight edge so that you don't accidentally lop off your fingers and have to sing a song like Deacon. Okay.
That was a punishment.
I don't know.
We don't know how he lost his toe. We never got to
That's
hear
true.
That song.
Right?
I thought he was stepping in poop.
No, different song.
Wait, different song,
no, he
completely.
Was stepping in poop.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I have some of this hard traveling cheese. I'm just going to crumble that on top.
Yeah. I've got some cured meat. We can put that on there.
Yeah. Okay. And, I have a lot of herbs in my bag. So I've got I have a little bit of basil. I have a little bit of sweet basil.
Okay. Yeah.
On top. And, I have some oil.
I mean, that sounds like a pizza food to me.
It looked like, I mean, really, though, if we think about it, if it's in my hand, I can carry it in one hand. It's a pizza food.
It's great.
Guys, we just created
pizza.
You
just invented pizza.
Yeah,
we really
did. Yeah, we sure did.
It's amazing.
Okay.
I mean, cold, like, you actually invented Lunchables.
Yeah, no, it's the worst sure version did. Of pizza.
It's for sure Lunchables.
Yeah.
Pizza, but...
It's pizza in a hellscape universe.
It's pizza adjacent.
It's pizza adjacent. Let's just give it the accolade it deserves. It's pizza.
Fair.
So Thea concentrates really hard and uses...
Yes. Some sort of balloon.
Alter self.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I can use as my whim. To change myself into a... Okay, it has to be bipedal, so it's like, I'm going to be like a halfling teenage boy,
mm-hmm.
very unassuming, and so I change, I alter self, I close my eyes, and I just kind of like, excuse me, mumbling to myself, like, and then slowly, like, my hair shrinks and it's like mushroom cutty. And then, yeah, like, I kind of like, I'm still like gangly, but I'm like much shorter. And so I asked to borrow some clothes because I don't think I can't check
it's just your physical
moment.
Form.
Yeah, I don't think I get clothing. To change my
right.
clothing. So I borrow some of Flynn's clothes and kind of like cinch a belt around. It looks like big old hand-me-downs. This mm-hmm. has gone on longer than Russ has anticipated, but this is what you get for asking for pizza food. And then I look at him and go, well, what do you think?
I mean, I don't recognize you, so I think it worked.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go ask him if he wants pizza food.
Okay. Like what's your game plan here? Let's work this out
okay.
before you get to the
I'm
gonna
door. I'm going to knock on the door.
Okay. I love it so far.
And then I'm going to ask him if he wants a pizza food.
Okay. I'm with you.
And then when he asks, about it.
Because he will, because that's not a thing that exists here.
I will tell him that somebody in this place sent a message.
Okay.
For food to be delivered to the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
and then I'm going to drop a very common name, which is Harlem.
Yep. I mean, we know the dude's name was Elliot, but...
I'm glad
we workshopped this. There was some kinks that needed to be ironed out.
But we didn't do it, but we're going to go ahead with it anyway. All right. Do I sound like a boy?
Yeah. You're sounding great.
All right, cool. Let's go. I don't think I sound like a boy. Let's go.
I'm not going.
I'm going to go. I'm pumping myself up. I go to the front door, and I feel like the carriage shouldn't stay there. I'm like waving. I'm like.
Oh, no. The carriage is gone.
Oh, no, wait, but then how did I get here with this pizza?
We were, like, outside the compound, like, putting it together.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, you guys have it.
Left in
yeah,
the
you
in
first
the
sure left
to
in the
go,
carriage.
Like,
okay.
Meet her contacts.
I walk up to the door and I knock on the door.
Well, hello! How are you? It's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. Thanks for joining us for this final alternate timeline bonus episode of Dungeons & Dragons titled Piece of Food? This episode does conclude our three episodes recorded together and with guests while down in Seattle. A huge thank you to all of our patrons for being such an amazing part of the Dungeons & Dragons community and allowing us to actually go to Seattle to experience PodCon 2, the entire convention there. Without all of you along for the ride, it would not have been possible to go and meet some of the many amazing people that we did meet and play and record these super fun games. Speaking of which, if you are liking what we're doing and want to support the show a little more, you can find and interact with us on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where for just as little as $1 a month, you'll be making the show better with each episode, and also get in on some amazing perks like bonus episodes, unedited Skype calls of our regular recording sessions, private Discord channels where you can ask us anything and everything about the show, and so much more. Again, and only if you can, that's patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We hope to see you over there. You can also join us over on Facebook in the Reckless Play Guild Facebook group alongside some other amazing podcasts in the End of Time and Other Bothers, Dark Dice, and The Lucky Die. And as the Reckless Play Guild, we also have a YouTube channel where you will find our first DM's Corner, where Sean Howard, Travis Vengroff, Hem Cleveland, and myself take questions from the group and try to impart what wisdom we think we have on you and the games you play. Check in the description of this episode for all the great links to find out how to get in touch with us and be a part of the community that we are building here. The next regular episode, yes, we're back to regular episodes, will be out Wednesday, February 27th. It's all regularly scheduled programming from here on out, or until we do something fun and exciting, but we're ramping up towards the battle with the Cult of the Dragon and the rise of Tiamat. So, more adventures to come. We'll also be getting back to reading those reviews that you have been sending in, and we have a ton to read as we get back into it. So here is a preemptive thank you. Thank you very much. That's about it for now, though. Let's get back and see if this piece of food plan works out for the team. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Hey, that's my cool guy now.
I know, you I've learned a thing or two.
You hear heavy footsteps walking towards the door.
Very slow.
These are very heavy, too.
They're lumbering. And is this person okay?
Opens and a large ogre-like creature opens the door.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is the man of the house present? Here. I have a pizza food for him. And I just gesticulate, like over exaggerating, because I think ogres are stupid and I know they are, to the, like, I'm pointing at the pizza in my hand.
What? Was pizza food?
Well, sir, obviously you didn't order it, but this pizza was ordered by Harlem, but he said the man of the house will take care of it. Sir, I just bring it. I don't know.
Make a persuasion check.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a 13. Listen, are you going to pay for this?
No.
My boss is going to be pissed if I don't come back with money again.
Can I go get Harlem?
He closes the door.
Oh my god. No, there's Harlem in there.
Method acting.
As I'm like peeking around the corner, I'm like,
thumbs up.
How's it going over there?
I try. I'm like, I don't know.
A good amount of time goes before.
Comes and goes. I'm waiting a long time out here.
But we're going to check in with Flamekins and Newlar, who arrive at the local police station.
Oh.
Flamekins, your contacts are the police?
Yeah, no, I'm like kind of like ingrained in like the law enforcement and like all of the.
Wow, I didn't know you were so legit.
I mean, I used to do some like, you know, some wet work shit for like.
Anyone else get the feeling like she's just been arrested a lot? And knows all the cops on a first name basis.
Yeah. But I mean, okay, so you know these guys.
Yeah.
And they're gonna tell us about
we're gonna ask about like the building and just kinda see what's up and you know, like Elliot, if he's like a known individual. And
okay.
There's like a lot of comings and goings from this Red Door house.
Okay, well, I think I will let you take the lead since these are your people.
Yeah, sure.
But let's find out what's going on.
All right, let's go in.
You guys walk into the police station, and she kind of breezes past the front desk area.
I just like kind of follow behind, like,
secretary,
looks
at you.
He's like, yeah, don't worry about it, Beatrice. I got it.
Shrugs and allows you by. And you walk back to a desk where there is a skinny human male, pencil thin mustache, seated at a desk. And he's like,
hey, Jean-Claude.
He looks up and he says, ah, yes. Flamekins. What may I do for you?
Look, my sister's gone missing, and I need to know some business about this Red Door place. There's this fella named Elliot who we followed all the way from the what do we call it? The Sheraton?
Sheraton.
The Motel 8.
The Motel 8.
That's what it was. Yeah, Motel 8. Not that piece of shit Sheraton. Anyways, Elliot, he's like trying to swoon some ladies and stuff.
Let me check my files here. And he goes back to the...
I mean, I don't know what he's looking up. Red Door. Motel 8.
Women. Elliot.
Question mark?
It is an amazing search function they have at this police station in Baldur's Gate.
It's magic.
He kind of skims through for a little while. And just,
God, they're so... They take so goddamn long here.
Have you've worked with this guy?
Tons of times. Jean-Claude, he's on the up and up. He knows what's up. Did you hear that accent? Sweet. Fine piece of...
Yes, that German-style accent is fine. One of the sexiest accents.
As Thee would say, it's a fine piece of food. Pizza food. Mm-hmm. Fine pizza food.
As Jean-Claude is a fine pizza food.
Yep. Oh, yeah. A schnitzel you can...
So I guess we're just objectifying Jean-Claude while he's just searching in the files.
That's what we ladies do.
Jean-Claude comes back, and he's got a couple files, and he's like... it's the Red Door. The Red Door, we've been surveilling it for quite a while. There's people, they're coming and they're going.
They're pooping at parties?
They're pooping at the parties. Party poopers. That's what we call them. Anyways, what I'm saying is, we've been surveilling it. There's been some, it's run by an organization that is very, very deep into the drugs and the trafficking of the people. And this Elliot you speak of, well, he's a recruiter of sorts. So, yes, are you in town trying to right wrongs, or are you just letting us know that this is happening? Because clearly we see that this is happening.
No, my sister, she's missing. She said there's a dude named Elliot, and she disappeared.
I'm very sorry for your sister. I mean, we will try to look into it for you, but you know your jurisdiction does not reach into Baldur's Gate anymore.
I'm sorry, her pirate jurisdiction does not reach into Baldur's Gate anymore?
Anymore, as in she once did have jurisdiction that
which applied. Is the most Something surprising happened. Part of yeah. this whole yeah. thing.
Yeah, I know, but I thought, you know, we went way back there, Jean-Claude, so I thought you maybe just give me a little... leeway on this one, see what we can do.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we can't have bodies piling up like we usually do with you in town here, Flamekins.
All right, what if I tell you there's going to be very few bodies piling up? I mean, I got a girl working on the pizza food back at the Red Door house, trying to just get a little surveillance. You know, we can go in like clean sweep, like just, you know, in, out, ram-a-lama ding dong. Whoop shoo wop shoo wop. Skip up a shoo-ga-doo.
Sorry. Shamalama lama lama.
Yeah, Laura can corroborate. Just ask her.
Hi, I'm New Laura.
Yes, Jean-Claude.
Nice to meet you, Jean-Claude. We do have someone working on a pizza food op.
I can't.
A pizza food op? It's an op. I can neither confirm nor deny the success of the pizza op at this point.
Our development team is currently working on the pizza food op.
They're searching all their pockets for the food.
So we do expect some more information about the Red Door operation. Can you tell us anything specific about numbers or where they have other locations or anything?
Yes. There are people, they come and they go all day. And then there's like, you know, it's upwards of like, 30, 40 people who we've seen coming and going from that facility. So many people. It's not something you want to just go in and just take under your wings. We've been...
I don't want to mentor them. How does that phrase mean something else?
Like, I feel like you've lost. What is, like, you're a police officer.
Yeah.
And we know that there are bad people in the house. And they're giving, like, real good life coaching.
Look, Jean-Claude, I feel like you're a dirty cop. I'm not a dirty cop. Yeah, but maybe you. Okay, good. Anyways, yes, we've been watching them very closely. And we know what's going on, but we are not able to move in quite so soon. But you got a pizza food.
I can't believe the pizza thing is the one that is being more successful than us. We're going to talk to the important
look,
right now. This is nothing. We're doing nothing.
Legit upset right now. Like, this isn't plan A. Pizza food isn't plan A.
We cut back to Thea, disguised as a halfling, as the red door opens and a tiefling male comes to the door. He's like, yes?
Hi, sir, or ma'am. He's not being disrespectful. No, he has a script.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is exactly what I thought. Like, he's just following a script. He really just says exactly the thing that he's supposed to.
Did you order a pizza? Food?
Who are you? Where did you come from?
Well, guy, that's, like, or girl, that's a lot of deep questions. I mean, where do any of us come from? All I know is my boss sent me here with this pizza food, and if I don't come back with money, man, my ass is like grass.
I didn't order a pizza.
Are you Harlem? Food.
I am Harlem.
Dude, I got your name all over this baby.
I don't think I ordered a pizza food. Make a persuasion check.
What if it's one of those situations where she feels so hard that it comes back around to being good?
Sure, listen, let me tell you about the pizza food and the ordering process. Sometimes our customers, they've had too much ale. They order a pizza food unknowingly. Has this ever happened to you?
This is the first pizza food experience I've had.
That you know of, sir.
What is a pizza food?
God, well, can I just have 20 minutes? No, literally, sir, it's cold out here. Can I come in and can I tell you about this really good pizza food? Because, like, frankly, I feel like you're not remembering ordering it. And if I come back with yet another unordered pizza food,
I mean, you can,
and no money,
okay.
My boss is seriously going to kick my ass.
Kid, you can come in. I mean, we have established that it's a summer day, but,
it's very cold. I'm very thin boned.
Sure.
I started to bustle my way in.
Sure, come on in.
I'm still holding this invisible pizza.
Cut back to Flint, who looks at the camera, Jim from the Office style, and was like,
like, I don't know what just happened there. She just rolled a crit fail.
We cut back to Nulara and Flamikins, and Flamikins is jumped on top of Jean-Claude, and she's like, tell me what's going on in there. We don't know what happened between.
No, I'm trying to pull her off because this is not great. We are in the police station.
Look, Jean-Claude, there's people going in and out of there, and you know what's happening. I can see it in your notes. You know that people are coming and going, 30 to 40 of them. You said there's drugs. You said there's trafficking. Let's fucking move in there. Are you getting paid off by them?
Well, yes, I am getting paid off by them.
Very readily came forward with that information.
You give me your badge. We'll go in there. We'll clear this up, and I won't kill your wife.
Flanagan's up.
Holy shit.
I know you want Katigan's back, but this seems...
Look, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, sister for a wife. That's the saying.
That is the saying. I can't argue with that, Jean-Claude. She's got you.
She does have me. Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Like, literally, I really feel like she's on his neck right now. Yeah. Thighs around his face, like, could snap his neck at any moment.
She's like, all right. Just leave Meredith alone.
Sure, it was tender.
He hands over the badge that he has to Flamikins.
She's like, "All right, Nulara, let's blow this pop stand and get the fuck out of here.
Let's go."
Yeah, you hop back out to Cardamom, who waited patiently.
For the best driver.
Yeah,
yeah.
So good.
You hop back in and you get back to you head on the back on your way back to the Red Door facility house area. Meanwhile,
and I sprinkle the cheese on top. Why don't the cooks do? And then,
how much is it?
5 silver pieces.
5 silver pieces. It seems like a lot for what you have there.
Five copper pieces.
Well, it seems like not quite enough.
Well, I think it's like 7 sickles and a nut. That's Harry Potter money.
Okay. Like, here. He just hands you whatever.
Oh, God. Thank God. Thank you. Sir.
Take it.
Sir, I've been talking to you much about pizza food.
You can
go. No, I like have. Yeah, I really need to, if you know what I mean. Can I use your facilities?
No.
Oh,
make
no.
a persuasion check. And
if I
give
pee
me
in the bushes again, my boss is going to kill me.
Persuasion? 15. I think I persuaded him to pee.
Yeah.
Not him to pee.
All right. First door on the left there. Just go quick.
Oh, damn it. Thanks so much, man.
Try and figure out.
Like, enjoy your pizza. It's fucking delicious. Pardon my language. Whatever.
Just go pee.
I go pee. Well, no, I don't actually go pee. I go into the bathroom and I alter self into... like, very, very similar to Flamikins.
Oh, twist.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Do you, like, move the blinds back and forth several times so I, like, know that you're okay?
I don't know. Are you on that side of the house? I don't know.
I would assume as much.
Sure.
Sure, why not? Yeah, I give you thumbs up through the window.
Perfect.
Okay. You've altered self, and you are now a close replica to Flamikins.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're doing now. You're in the bathroom.
This is just a bold play. I am just fucking assuming he's looking at this pizza, not knowing whether to eat it or just throw it in the trash. Yeah. Hope he eats it. Pizza catches on. It's a fantastic thing. But I come out of the bathroom and I start to head up the stairs. Just like I know that's where I'm supposed to.
Mate, are you doing it sneakily? What's your goal here?
No, I'm just going.
Yeah, he's kind of looking at the pizza, doesn't really pay attention to you walking by, and you sneak past.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool. Definitely thought about an excess of this blend. No problem.
I for sure didn't think I was going to get stopped at all, and therefore didn't think of anything else to do afterwards. I go and I open the first closed door. I look into any of the rooms that it has if the doors are open, but if a door is closed, I open that door.
Russ, in the meantime, can I be like outside the door?
I'm very, outside I'm very
yeah, if like some voices
out.
Are raised so sure. I can like yep. get on it.
Yep, yep. Okay. Flint's waiting out outside the right door. So you walk past
circling the house.
You walk past a couple open doors and there are some larger ogre type creatures and minotaurs and like some burly male human males kind of just seated around tables as you walk by, but you get to the first closed door and you try to open it and it is locked.
I keep going checking in rooms as I pass.
It takes two or three doors, but you get to a room and there is a one opens up. And there is a human female, and she is lying in this room, kind of back to you.
Like on the bed?
Yep.
I come in and I slowly close her behind me and I go, psst.
She doesn't seem to wake to that. And we cut back to Flamekins and New Lara, who pull up, back up. They're coming down the street towards the red door.
Okay. Do we see Flint outside?
Yes.
Okay. We get out of the carriage, you know, like away a little bit, and go talk to Flint. Like, Flint, what's going on? Like, where?
Yeah, what kind of operations is this pizza food thing?
What's going on?
I mean, she got in. She gave me a thumbs up through the window.
Farther than I thought she
did. Fucking. You tell me about it.
Like, I was going to fall apart and she was going to get, like, murdered on the spot.
You should have like, seen the performance that she gave, though, to get in there. Very impressive.
Nice.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of waiting for if I hear, like, raised voices or noises that might indicate something's going down
Okay, so she's, like, in operation now. So this badge that I have that could have got us through the door that would have been super helpful. We don't want to use that right now.
I mean, I guess we still could. Like, we could rap on the door.
At the front door.
And ask if they've seen a pizza food delivery boy who's gone rogue.
Oh, yeah, let's get him looking for her.
That's what we could be investigating.
Yeah.
And then, get in there.
Got it. Sweet.
Flamekins knocks on the door before anybody says anything else. Back inside.
I walk over to the woman on the bed and I like just gently kind of like shake her on the shoulder.
She kind of rolls towards you and make a check of some sort.
Just a general.
Like, I'm going to make a karate check.
No, make like a...
like, I'm ready to karate medicine. Chop her if
medicine.
Maybe.
Make a medicine check.
Oh, fuck that. It's 25.
She looks dead.
Oh my God.
Traumatic,
like that escalated. Yeah.
How did she die?
Look like if you'd failed the role?
How did she die? I want to look at her body. Is she cut? Is she just not breathing? Does she have lacerations on her throat? Does she have bruising on her throat? Is there bruising on her wrists? What do her eyes look like? I feel like a 25. I should know.
Yeah. Definitely like cloudy eyes. It looks like she's been there for a while.
I feel like we're in a nice house that like doesn't keep tips.
And that was the door that was open.
Yeah. Well, I mean, an open door. You know
unlocked.
She's not leaving. So...
you examine the body and it appears maybe there's been some drugs involved.
I say to myself, oh my God, this is a flibberty gibberty drug. It's been making its rounds. Keep it together, Tom.
I can't.
It's very serious.
It's
drug
so serious.
In room
the
in
flibberty gibberty drug. Because I could tell by the glitter around her nose. Investigate the room for anything that might be helpful to me.
Sure, we'll investigate.
12.
I mean, it's a pretty sparse room. There's the mattress that she's laying on. Front door, knock, knock, knock. The male tiefling comes to the door. He's holding a box in his hand.
Oh, no, you are very much mistaken if you think it was in a box.
Yeah, it was not in a box.
Yeah, it was definitely a piece of bread in my hand. That's real nice.
He's holding a piece of bread in his hand. And can I help you?
Yeah, we're here from the police station, and we're here to investigate.
We're checking up on reports of a pizza food delivery boy that's been combing the neighborhoods, and I mean, obviously,
it seems like you didn't eat any of that, did you?
Is this a pizza food?
I mean, that is a pizza food.
That's what he's selling as a pizza food.
He just kind of drops it outside the door. What's he just giving people disgusting food?
Well, he's selling it. Essentially going through garbage cans and collecting whatever he can and trying to pass it off as this pizza food.
Oh, that's why it smells so bad.
Was he just holding?
I mean, yeah, he was down in the washroom. He's still here now. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, Get ready. We have to get him. He's been getting people all over. They're so sick.
Get our weapons ready. Okay.
I'm saying that to our crew. Come on, Russ.
Don't take that liberty.
Like, I turned around.
I'm sorry,
when I
sir.
Said
do you have weapons in the house?
No. I mean, just, you know, residential protection. We have licenses for everything.
Okay. And where is the pizza food boy?
Bathroom down the hall.
Okay, if you could just get yourself and, I don't know, your family or whoever lives here with you to clear out a little bit. This could be dangerous.
Sure. Yeah, no worries.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah.
I'll go let everybody know.
Okay. How many people are in the house right now?
A few. It's a big apartment complex. Lots of people here.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I guess we go follow.
Goes upstairs, and you hear him calling out to some people. You go down to the washroom?
Yeah, I guess in that direction, because that's where think that...
You head down to the first door on the left, which he directs you. You open the door, and you don't see Thea or Pizza Boy in there. Upstairs, Thea...
Pizza Food Boy, thank you.
you hear calling out down the hall.
I peek my head out the door to see if anyone else is coming out of the rooms and running.
You see a few people starting to get up and... They grab weapons as they are standing out in the hall. You hear rumblings of, like, we need to find the pizza food kid. Get him out of here.
I mean, no one knows what he's talking about, because literally...
Yeah. It's not even a word.
There's a lot of the big ogres.
The ogre and Harlem are the only ones who are like, this is not even a concept that exists in this world. So they're
like,
there's
a lot of, like, confusion looking. It's just like, there's a kid.
It's a what now?
He might be downstairs.
I'm sorry, what? He has a piece of food?
Just like, keep your weapons.
No, it sounds like he's tripped over the word piece.
And while this is happening, we're downstairs like, police, come out! Right? Because
we gotta make it look like we're doing our job.
Yeah. Okay, so I wait for the hallway to be clear, and I go and I, like, check other doors down the hallway to find an unlocked door.
Right. Or no. So you see most of them clear out. There's still one ogre in the hall. So if you're going to do that, you're going to need to make a stealth roll.
I'm obviously not stealthy, because I got a 5. So as I step on that creaky fucking board or whatever that makes the ogre look towards me.
Is this like a good time for us to maybe break a door
also
open?
You're flaming, like,
I was hoping to maybe right now, go the complete opposite direction as I realize I'm not stealthy. Can I do that? Can I garner his attention by accident and then be like, holy shit, bud! This is my flamingkins.
It's really good.
It's good. Do it, flamingkins.
Holy shit, bud! What the fuck is happening downstairs?
Who are you? Why'd you get out of the door?
The handle, jackass! There are people screaming downstairs! I don't know what the fuck is going on! Put me back in with the rest of the girls! There's a crazy pizza man on the loose!
She begins walking down the hall. Downstairs.
I feel like we're just, like, swatting into doors and, like, slicing the pie.
Clear! Yeah. Just like a lot of that.
Where are you, pizza food boy?
Yeah.
You notice
a lot of like Charlie's Angel poses as we're like breaking down doors.
There are no guns in this world. There's no camera on me.
A grouping of eight mix of humans and one minotaur and another ogre. In the front entryway there. The upstairs. The ogre kind of gets you to a door and knocks it and throws you in there. And there are two goblins in there.
Aw, shit, bud, it's going crazy out there.
Flamekins?
Kinnikins?
Yeah.
No, it's not Flamekins. Holy shit. And I alter self, unfortunately, into very, what I'm going to assume is like a two sizes too small, like romper.
Well, still baggy because it was Flint's clothes,
but very on like my short. Long body. Yeah, so I'm assuming like super short shorts, real scoop neck, just like.
Like very those capri like pants
German yodeler outfit with nothing
perfect,
underneath
perfect.
And baggy.
Like,
it looks great. You look great.
Thea doesn't care. I mean, she shows her boobs all the time.
I was going to say, there's just enough for, you know, proper nip coverage.
Yeah.
We had still not established if elves have nipples.
Yeah.
So
it's
let's
true.
Not
so
get
who even knows?
If go down did. That road.
Okay, I'm not Flamekins. Don't freak out. But I am Flamekins' friend. We were there when you called her. They're downstairs. We're trying to get you out.
Oh, okay. Well.
They're making a ruckus. We need to make a run for it. You know the old saying, make a ruckus, make a run for it.
Okay, well, that's great. They've been telling us that we're never going to get out of here, and they're going to sell us off in, like, some sort of slave trade bullshit. That's Flamekin's voice. Slave trade bullshit.
It's been a hard day.
She has like, been chain smoking.
I was going to say, she's got a pack of marbles on her. She's just going hard at it. Yeah. So this, I'm assuming, is like so I came in from the north, and then so like that was like the west.
Sure.
We're on the east side of the house. Everyone,
where do you want to go?
I want to go out the window.
Go for it. Downstairs, what are you doing?
I think, like, I would say still kind of, like, looking through. But as we see, like, those, like, people that live there, in theory, we're looking for the pizza food boy.
Pizza
we
food
don't
boy.
Care about these people. So
we're not making any motions, like, towards them.
Well, I think
any,
we're
like,
trying to get them out of the house. Like, as far as we know,
protection,
as far as they know,
protection.
They're just civilians, right? So it's like,
we're the good
guys, like, you need to get out of the house. Like, we are trying to catch this criminal. You need to get out now. Let us do our jobs. Don't worry.
You're
we'll take
this,
care of
you
it.
And Flamekins are doing this talk, and Flint is kicking in doors. And one of those
shouldering
like,
doors.
You get to a door down at the end of the hall, and it cracks open, and you hear, knock that door. And then it cracks open, and there's weapons and drugs everywhere.
Even look past him.
And you hear weapons being unsheathed behind you and being like, well, we can't.
And I call out, nothing to see here. We're no pizza food boy.
Gonna need to roll for initiative there.
I'm not
what's,
even in this.
What's happening out the
okay,
window?
I have the other goblin ladies. Are they all goblins?
Yeah, it's just the two. It's
what a strange
Katakins
choice.
And Jane. or whatever the name was.
Yeah.
Janiekins.
Yeah.
She's a cousin.
Yeah.
Distant relative. We are.
No, I think we established was a couple with Katie, but I mean, whatever.
We are. Yeah, no. Yeah, that would be weird.
I don't think it was
established.
It was
hinted. However, if they even are distant cousins, that's not a weird
it's
thing,
not,
even like in recent like 200
yes.
years or so. So why are we shaming that?
I mean, I think Jerry Lee Lewis married his cousin, like, let's say 50 years ago.
We are nodding blankets. Because I've used my levitation boots. I had no way to safely get down these couple stories. And we know what happened last time I tried to scale a building.
So you're nodding blankets and you hear a ruckus going on downstairs. Mm-hmm. And what's your initiatives?
19.
Okay, go. New Lara. Don't roll damage. Just roll hits and tell me what you do.
I mean, it's a 15.
That's good.
You see everybody start to draw their weapons, and you quickly move towards them as you are, you know, explaining them, and you strike down. Roll me a d4.
3.
You quickly cut through two humans and cut into an ogre who drops to one knee. Flint, you're down the hall a little ways, but okay. Roll to run and
23.
Oh, that's a crazy bonus.
You see Mular quickly move in and roll a d4 as well.
4.
Damn.
And you leap over top of her, digging your axe deep into the ogre that she knocked down and following through and taking out the Minotaur and one of the other humans.
Well, I mean, I do have 3 attacks, so that makes sense.
Flamekin's crit fails.
Oops.
And
she
trips over like a raised floorboard.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Flint style.
Mm-hmm. And with like badge in the air being like, we're part of the blue! And then like eats the floor. There are 2 males left and they swing at either of you. And just kind of glance off your shoulders. Nulara, you're up.
Okey-dokey.
Oh!
Yes!
That's more like it.
Yeah. Nat 20.
Yeah, you quickly turn around, see that Flamekins is fallen on her face, but quickly turn around and swipe into the remaining males, and they fall to the ground. And you hear screaming upstairs as there are people who are up there. You clear the rooms and have shut down a slave trafficking, drug trafficking, and weapons.
Trafficking? This is the episode where Russ isn't looking at the thesaurus.
Outfit. The police show up and you... The real police, not the police who are being paid off.
Not the police.
They arrest Jean-Claude for being paid off by the Red Door outfit.
Sacre bleu!
And you all make it back to Waterdeep with everybody in tow and live happily ever after.
Oh, we didn't narrate at the end of that. That's nice. That's wonderful. I love that we got out that window.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Sans accident.
What yeah. were we, sorry, how did you guys get
kind we of... We knotted blankets. Yeah. We just climbed down, like
I mean, it's only one story.
Gym class, yeah. rope yeah. style.
But, like, they were a little bit eager. She said just to go one at a time because they couldn't support all the way. And then, like, 3 people were going at
However,
once.
However, we are just goblins. So, yeah. I mean, we didn't quite realize you guys had taken care of business.
TCB, yeah, correct.
And for sure took the rough way home through, like, the brush, mm-hmm. through the thorns.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And made it to the police station. You guys were already there, like, having donuts and joking about that guy that you cut down. And we were just like, I did it. Fuck you guys. Just fuck you guys. Whatever.
And you come to a house with a red door. Yes.
Baldergate or Baldur's?
Baldur's Gate okay. with like an apostrophe, yes.
Okay, because you didn't use an S in that one, and I thought for sure I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
But I did.
I believe it was just a slip of the tongue.
Yeah. Okay, I questioned my entire life just at that moment. I was like, well, fuck.
Oh,
I'd be like calling it like... I don't know, Edmonton.
Cedal?
With a B? Like saying, like, ibuprofen instead of ibuprofen. Such a slight difference. Maybe no one would even notice, not even for being together 10 years. But then once they find out, they judge you.
I feel like this is very
pointed. I mean, that's
pointed.
Very specific. Yeah. Ibuprofen sounds adorable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How's your head? Oh, you know, ibuprofen. You do know. I have been there. Oh. Ibuprofen too.
Ibuprofen. Every day I'm profen.
I mean, mostly just when I have my period. Is it my old house?
I have a red door.
I used to have a red door.
There's a lot of red doors, apparently.
He like just gets out.
He gets out and you see him go in and close the door.
Is there... Subliminal. Very
yeah,
clever.
Very
it
good.
Was a little creepy. Do, 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 do. Peek, peek. Look, look. Do, 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 do. Spy, spy. Investigate, investigate.
I rolled real bad, so oh, these guys no, can't see.
I thought for sure after you said pencil thin mustache and the word Jean-Claude. Essentially, I was like, John Waters?
No, no, Jean-Claude. And what accent does this man have?
She's very German.
Fascinating. And, you know, it's what? Very multicultural. It's a whole different world.
Alternate timeline.
And also Faerun. So, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know.
So, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
I don't remember what question I asked myself. But
sorry, can I
else.
Just, like, for a moment. I feel like there is the room as it is, and then I feel like there's the room as you rolled. And in my brain, what I do is, you guys remember the old school projectors that your teachers used to roll mm-hmm. in yep. and, like, show you pictures and, like, layer mm-hmm. things on top? I feel like that's it. But I feel like Russ decides how many layers to put on based upon your roll. Yeah. So it's like, he just, like, put that
here's
single sheet
room.
Down yeah. that has like a bed and a dresser on it. But he's holding like 70 other pages in his hands and he's like, that's all you see. And I'm like, oh, but I
good.
There's that gotta
really
be
good
so
analogy,
much
actually.
More.
It's pretty much.
Yeah. Anyway, that's just
back
a little bit
front.
How my brain works. We have to roll a single fucking perception, investigation, or intimidation. Nothing.
Well, people show up with a
folks,
badge. They
yeah.
fucking
folks,
like, yeah.
Mary, your DM
this,
means nothing.
We are
he
here
was
with
holding
a police
this gross
badge
pizza
and your
food.
Pizza food. To
I did talk my way out of that one.
Yeah,
role.
I mean,
like,
you know.
You let it happen.
I feel so, like I guess. You did pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, for the plan, you nailed it.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
After all this time...
What time is it again? I feel like the clock stopped.
Time was a tennis ball we could bat round the court.
Time for distraction, too.
Time to just sink to the bottom.
Time to get to the meat of this meat.
Time for Greater Boston Season 4. That's right, on September 13th, Greater Boston returns with new full-length episodes released every other Tuesday. And we're so excited for you to hear it. But also, it's been 3 years since our last season wrapped, so... we're maybe a little worried that people might have forgotten about us. So we're asking for you to help spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers and classmates, tell your cat, tell your local subway busker. But politely and without interrupting their performance, point is, now is a good time to share your love for Greater Boston on Twitter and Tumblr and Instagram and TikTok and wherever else you post things. Then come back on September 13th when Greater Boston Season 4 officially begins.